This is Local Matters with Johnny Manson on 94.7 Timber Country.
7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and our friend Brad Thomas, Summit Pacific, welcome back.
Thanks, Johnny. Always great to be here.
Yeah, and you brought a friend.
I did. Hey, Dr. Ma Abdul is our one of our directors of our GI clinic, and here just to talk about the importance of colon screening and colonoscopies. So, you know, a topic a lot of us like try to avoid, but at the same time, you know, it's really life-saving. Right. You know, as I learned this morning, 5% of us will experience some kind of colon cancer, you know, in their lifetime. And so, which, you know, it doesn't sound like a big number, but the reality is there's a lot of us that, you know, like, dread the thought of having a colonoscopy. I know I did before I had my first one here almost 10 years ago. And, you know, went and had it. And as Dr. Abdul said, it's like everybody wakes up and it's like, it's over? It's done? Right? And it's painless, really, and, you know, all in the end. And so, like, why wouldn't we have a colonoscopy if we could save our own life?
Right. So. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And thank you for inviting me this morning. And I'm so glad to be here and to service Alma and the surrounding areas at Summit Pacific Medical Center. I've been here for almost a year. We have the GI program here, and one of the most important things we offer the community is prevention.
Right.
And prevention is usually, as you know, is way important than treatment, especially for colorectal cancer screening. And like Brad mentioned, that each American, as an American, you have 1 in 19 chance of dealing with colorectal cancer at some point in your lifetime. And this is, to the most part, is totally preventable. And so that emphasizes the importance of screening for colorectal cancer, especially importance of colonoscopy, which is the best test to screen for colorectal cancer, which is the gold standard, which we offer right here at Summit Pacific.
Nice.
And we have worked hard, you know, with the hospital and the community to make the process as seamless as possible.
You know, there's always been this kind of call, we need this here, we need this here, we need this, and here we have it. We're getting it. Summit Pacific is helping.
Yeah, you know, our specialty services are growing every day. So we have sleep studies, we have physiatry, you know, all new in our new Kelsey Clinic. But, you know, the reality is our GI clinic is super busy. They have clinic today. And the reality is, and I kind of, you know, where's the starting point in all this in my thought process is that, hey, we need to get in to have our annual checkup, and we call that, you know, wellness check now. And, like, you know, so my call to action is if you don't like going to see the doctor, like, schedule that first appointment. Go in, have a conversation, because a lot of times you do need a referral to get a colonoscopy, but hey, you know, take action today. Like, you know, go online, look us up, you know, give us a call, schedule that appointment, because it might take a month or two to get in to see your primary care, you know, and then get the referral, to go see Dr. Abdul. And, hey, he practices with his brother. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Like two GI docs in one family. So how did that happen?
I guess it runs in the blood. But and my brother's older, and he is wiser. And he's a better doctor, too.
But
he's my inspiration to become a GI doctor. And, in fact, we enjoy taking care of our patients and community members here. And the biggest part, one of the biggest things that we do is prevent colon cancer, because it is so important to do that.
Now, I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, it used to be like 50, now it's 45 that they're recommending that you start being concerned and checking this.
That is correct. And so the guidelines have changed almost a couple years ago. If you are at average risk for colorectal cancer, meaning you're not having symptoms, you're not having blood in your stool or abdominal pain, you don't have medical conditions that increase your risk of colorectal cancer. So if you're average risk, feeling fine, you need to get a colonoscopy starting at age 45.
So I'm late. I'm late on.
So this. If you don't call today or this week, I'm calling you on Monday on the show. So get, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, and that's a call to action to me, right?
Right.
Because I'm really probably 6 months to a year behind on getting my second one.
Okay.
Right? So
and you have to get them again?
Yeah. You have to get them again. Every 10 years? Is that?
Usually, but it depends on what we find on the initial colonoscopy. The most important colonoscopy you do is what we call the index colonoscopy, which is the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we need to have a clean colon and take a very good look based on the findings. And according to our guidelines, we'll basically make a decision with the patient when to come back for colonoscopy. So if it is a clean colon, there are no polyps, yes, you come back in 10 years. And if you have polyps, it depends on how many polyps you have, what type of polyps under the microscope,
mm-hmm.
the size of the polyps, how clean the colon is. This is what determines when you come back. One other thing that I like to mention is never too late to get a colonoscopy. So if you are overdue, and especially if you're feeling fine, don't feel discouraged. Come and have a colonoscopy. It's never too late. We give you a colonoscopy, and we reset the clock, and you get a fresh start.
How long does a colonoscopy take?
Usually, the procedure itself takes around 15, 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, all this preparation for 15, 20 minutes. It may take a little longer. Depends on what we find.
Yeah.
There is, obviously, you have to come in a little bit earlier so we can get an IV and get you ready for your test.
Mm-hmm.
We use our excellent anesthesia service to provide sedation, and patients are very happy with it, and usually we don't expect you to feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then recovery will take around half an hour, and you're wide awake and relaxed and ready to go home.
Nice. What does the colon even do?
Well, the colon has several functions, including reabsorption of water.
Oh.
And so in your small intestine, we'll put in a lot of water in your colon every day, and the colon will reabsorb a lot of the water, and usually a normal person will have, they stool around 1 to 2 liters a day. So that's one of the important functions of the colon. But people could live without their colon if they have certain conditions that require colon surgery. It wouldn't be really normal life, but, they can survive without a colon.
Another reason why drinking water is so important, kidneys and the colon too, right?
Right.
Okay.
It is, and also healthy eating and healthy diet is important too.
It's Local Matters. You're on the air.
I have had 2 colonoscopies in my lifetime, I think starting when I was in my 50s and then another one about 10 years later. And I would say the procedure itself is very quick, very pleasant. The part that's not so pleasant is getting prepped for it the day before when they start clearing out your intestines.
Oh,
you have
right.
the stuff that you take. Oh, gosh. It is, sometimes it's pretty revolting, and then you have to plan to be near a bathroom during this time.
Yeah, so they need it all cleaned up, right?
Yeah, you really can't plan on being at work during that, I usually starts around 3 or 4 in the afternoon the day before. Kind of depends on whether you're having your procedure in the morning or whether you're having it in the afternoon. They give you a guideline on that. So that's the part that's not so much fun. But I'll tell you, it's worth it. Both times I took it, I came out and they said, you're totally clean. There's no cancer in there. You're good to go. And I'll tell you, if anybody is nervous about taking one of these tests, because they're afraid of what they'll find. You should be concerned about if they find something at an early enough time in your life where they can get it fixed instead of having you have to have like a major chunk of your intestines removed when it gets real bad. Plus, if they find nothing, it is such a relief. So I highly recommend the procedure, and it's just that first time I did it, I thought, oh, my God, we've got to do all this the day before. But because I was still working when I had the procedure done the first time. Of course, the next time I wasn't. But it's definitely worth getting a colonoscopy. Any other screening for cancers, I recommend those too. Same thing. What you don't know is possibly going to be something that will come back later and cause bigger problems. So, yeah, get screened.
Thanks for the call. The number is 360-533-5259. Text or email johnny@jodesha.com. Has the technology changed in the last 10 years?
It has, and it has changed to the upside, to the positive.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the prep remains the unpleasant part of the test, because there's usually lots of volume you need to drink to get adequate prep so we can mm-hmm. do a good examination and good detection.
Right.
And we have done changes. Like, we split the prep. You drink half the night before, half 5 hours before your procedure. Mm-hmm. This has shown to be better tolerated by patients. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we get better prep, especially the right side of your colon at the time of your procedure. Mm-hmm. What we have also added here at Summit is we know that nausea and vomiting could be one of the common side effects of the prep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we typically tell our patients to put on ice, slow down drinking it, and we give them some Zofran or anti-nausea medications that mm-hmm. they can use. And we do all these things to try to make it as at least unpleasant as possible.
Right.
And that's, in my opinion, the hardest part of the test. Yeah. And once you're through this, you have a good bowel prep. Hopefully the results will be very, rewarding.
Right. Well, it's 8:18, and we have one more segment here with our good friends from Summit Pacific on Local Matters. 8:20. We have Dr. Abdullah here with Brad Thomas, Summit Pacific Medical Center. We're talking about the colon screening because it's got to be done. It's not 50 years old anymore. It's 45. I'm like 5 years late. So can you tell me what I need to do from this moment? I mean, do I come see you, call you? How does this work?
Yeah, it's very easy and seamless process here. What you need to do, usually we prefer that your primary care provider will make a referral. Once mm-hmm. we receive the referral, we will review your medical record mm-hmm. to see whether we need to see you in the office first or we just see you straight for your colonoscopy. We will have our staff, usually they will call you, schedule a procedure for you, and give you clear and detailed recommendations on how to do the bowel prep, and they'll give you an appointment, and you show up on your procedure day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you before, and we'll do your procedure. We'll talk to you after procedure, give you the results, and we will give you a report with colored pictures, and you're on your way home back to eating like before. Seamless
nice.
Process.
Okay, I need to get this done, so I need to talk to my doctor, like my primary physician first, and say, hey, I need to have this test done. Give me a referral, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And once they make the referral, we will take it from there and make it seamless for you.
Okay. Any chance of making that stuff I have to drink, like taste like a milkshake or anything?
Well, and unfortunately, no, but usually we have explicit instructions for or recommendations for patients where they have to stay hydrated during procedure, mm-hmm. and we advise that they drink sports drinks, like Gatorade or other sports drinks, and to stay hydrated. So that's when you get to choose the flavor. And even the bowel prep, we have different types of bowel preps.
Mm-hmm.
We can use the gallon, or we can use different preps. It depends on your history.
Okay.
So the goal is to get a clean colon so we can do good detection. But some patients, they like to get the gallon. Some patients, we use Miralax with Gatorade. There are other preps like the Sutabs where you use tablets, but you still have to drink a lot of volume. Mm-hmm. But we basically will customize it based on your history.
Okay. Now, would I need to know my family history on this type of thing?
It is helpful, but we will be asking you about it when we schedule your test. And I and Dr. Bishr Abdullah will ask you specifically about your family history mm-hmm. and all your medical history. We take detailed history before your examination, whether we've seen you in the office before or not.
Is this kind of stuff hereditary?
Yes, and absolutely. And having a family history and a first-degree relative with colorectal cancer substantially increases your risk of colon cancer. There are different factors that we take into account.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I usually ask patients about is their smoking history. Using mm-hmm. tobacco is a substantial risk factor for developing colorectal cancer. Regardless of that, the key is to get your colonoscopy done.
Right.
And based on your history and the findings of your colonoscopy, we will make it seamless for you to tell you this is what we found, this is what we need to do, and this is when you exactly need to come back for your next colonoscopy.
Right. The sooner the better.
Yeah, so what percentage of patients do you find polyps in?
So the data tells us that usually you should find at least polyps in at least 30% of men and 20% of women, and preferably 50%. In a community here, I think we find more polyps in more people. The last time I checked, you know, we have higher than 50% polyp detection rate in my previous practice, and simply because it depends on several factors. But at least, 20% in women and 30% in men. And so, so that tells us that a lot of people have polyps.
Right. Yeah.
And they're walking around and they have symptoms, and when the symptoms happen, it'll be too late. And so that illustrates the importance of early detection and removal of the polyps so they do not turn into cancer.
Yeah.
More than 90% of colon cancer happens based from polyps. We call it the adenoma carcinoma sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes colon cancer. So the whole science behind colonoscopy is we go in, we do colonoscopy, we find a polyp, and we take it out so it doesn't turn into cancer.
And do you take it out during that test?
Exactly. And that's why I believe that colonoscopy is the best test to look at your colon, because it is the most accurate test to look for polyps, and we take it out during your colonoscopy.
Wow.
Most of the time, unless there is a rare reason why we can't,
right.
But we usually take it out, and then you're done.
How big are polyps?
And they vary. They might be small, they might be large. And usually, a definition of a large polyp is a 10 millimeters or centimeter bigger that we consider significant pathology.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it could be 1 millimeter, 2 millimeters, 5 millimeters. So it varies. But what is important is the larger the polyp, the higher the risk of harboring cancer in it.
Wow.
So that's one of the factors that determines how soon you need to come back for your next colonoscopy so you don't end up with cancer.
Right. And I'm late. Yeah. Okay, we'll get this done.
Okay, time's now.
Yeah, time is now.
Okay, so this is a race between you and me.
Okay, you're right? Going to do it
too? Yeah, I'm going to do it too, because I'm a little late on my second one.
Okay.
So just to let everybody know, the second show, we're doing this in 3 or 4 months, that Johnny and I are going to come back and talk about our experience on the radio with Dr. Abdullah.
Our colonoscopy experience.
That's right. It's going to be a little fun and funny at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll get it done. And hopefully we can encourage others to get tested.
And that's why we're here.
Right.
You know, it's all about, hey, let's go get that wellness check, get the referral, go see Dr. Abdullah or his brother, get your colonoscopy, because this saves lives.
Right.
One of the things I really like community members to know, that there is risk in everything we do, but the risk of colonoscopy is extremely small.
Mm-hmm.
The risk of cancer is very big.
Right.
You can't. It's very difficult to bear the risk of colon cancer, something that almost to the most part, completely preventable. So it is really well worth it. We have a seamless process when it comes from the prep to the sedation during the procedure, the actual procedure, and afterwards. So get your colonoscopy done. It would save your life.
And do I get knocked out entirely, or is it one of those, the medication that you just kind of forget the memory? Medication.
Hey, I'm just here to say, I'm hoping the answer is you get totally knocked out.
You do, to the most part. And some people call it twilight.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we use medications. You're breathing on your own, but we use mostly propofol. When we have the anesthesiologist give it, it's very safe.
Yeah.
Medications, short-acting. Mm-hmm. Patients usually relax after the procedure. They have great experience. Mm-hmm. They don't have any discomfort. So we do not expect you to wake up during the test, and we expect you to be relaxed after the procedure. We don't expect you to have severe pain afterwards. You could be a little bit bloated. We use some gas to inflate your colon.
Right.
But that's pretty much about it. I mean, it's, to the most part, seamless process. We do not expect you to remember the test, to the most part.
If I had any questions, is there anyone at Summit that I could contact?
Yes, absolutely. You know, our GI office is available, and also you can contact your primary care provider. We have educational materials we can give patients about colonoscopy also. So usually it's best to contact the primary care provider's office, and our GI office is also available.
Right, and my doctor contacts you guys, and they...
Yeah.
They've been through this. They know what to do, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a seamless process, and you know, our office will be calling you and set up everything and walk you through the process and make sure that you're well-informed and well-educated about what the process looks like.
Anything else, Brad, before we wrap this up?
Well, hey, so, hey, Ride the Harbor is June 17th. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully if you have a bike, you know, this is my encouragement for get the bike out, get it cleaned up, go for a ride with the kids, mm-hmm. right? Because we have three distances. 7.5 miles is just from McCleary to Elma. Then we have a second ride that's 15 miles, McCleary to Elma and back to McCleary. And then the longer ride is 52 miles from McCleary to Westport. But all coming up to raise money for Summit Pacific Medical Center's foundation, which we're here to provide help, health, hope, and healing to our community members. And so, and we do that in five different ways, scholarships for high school students, a lot of great things with patient care, mostly in transportation and medication assistance, teddy bears for kids, but a lot of good stuff. So June 17th, Ride the Harbor. Come join us, please.
Gentlemen, it's always fun to have you in.
Thank you, Johnny.
It's time for our bottom of the hour break, a weather update, and more local matters.